Test, 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 test. Hello and welcome to the Hollis Chapman Show. I'm hoping everybody hears me. A strange thing just happened to our program today, our computer. It cut itself off. So I'm just trying to play catch up, and I'm not sure if our special guest is trying to get in and out or if she's having problems. But Ms. Smith, you having problems out there? Just kind of hit the link and see if we can get you on, okay? Happy Friday, everybody. We're going to try to do our best to have a kind of a show with some content for you. But our computer just cut itself off. It said it has an error and it cut off. So it rebooted itself. So if you see some strange things out there, that's the reason why. But our special guest, she is a published author and a publishing consultant. She writes coloring books for girls and boys, plus other things. So we'll talk to her about that, how it's going, kind of introduce herself. She's got a little accent, so I'm asking where she's coming from, where she's from. So that's kind of cute, too. But again, thanks, everybody, for joining us today. I appreciate it. Again, this is Hollis Chapman from the Hollis Chapman Show. It's a shout-out to Podbean. Podbean, you're doing some wonderful things for us with the promotions, putting it out there, and all the stuff we do in our research and all the kind of we go to different websites. We see the Podbean ad out there. And that's a great, great advantage because people see that and they see how popular it is. It makes it easier for us to get guests to come on the show. So we thank you for that, okay? So that's Podbean. Shout out to Podbean. That's a platform we're using and we're very happy. The technical problem wasn't a Podbean thing, so we're back and running on Podbean. It's the computer itself, and I don't know how it happened because I was being very careful, but it just shut itself down. It says that a reboot. So hopefully our special guest calls in or checks in to Tika. If you're out there, it's Takiya. Takiya is our first name. Excuse me. Takiya Smith is the author. Okay, so if you're out there, please give us a shout. Please come on in. We are waiting for you. Let me see if we can read some stuff from her work, Takiya Smith. Like I said, publishing author, great things. We're excited. And as you don't realize yet, yeah, we are a author's show, small business and stuff like that. So we kind of get many authors we can in through the month. Okay. But one of her books, our special guest's book, I Love Me, Colorful and Creative Empowering Coloring Books, Series for Girls and Boys. So that's wonderful. The more things for our little kitties, the better. The more things we can keep our kitties in a good, safe place, the better. So that's great. You know, I didn't read much growing up. That was a big part of what my family, like I said, single mom, four kids, she just trying to put food on her table, a roof for our heads. So we didn't have the reading stuff. And that, you know, that kind of held me back a little bit. And again, no blame to the mom. It's just, you know, this little small apartment to do best I can. What helped me get to those young years and learn a little bit is sports. You know, I play sports. I got to travel some, stuff like that. So I knew it was more places out there other than my little small little town up there in Plattsburgh, New York. So that was pretty cool. Got to see, you know, Springfield, Mass. Got to see Vermont. Got to see Canada. Got to see different places all because of sports. So that has a little education right there for me. Not everybody can do that. You know, so getting these little coloring books for girls and boys, very important for the youth growing up. They have a lot of competition now with these darn cell phones, you know, with the internet, stuff like that. So there's a lot of competition out there to get the kids back into their books. So these books are awesome looking, great cover. Okay, so you got this. This is a series. I Love Me. Colorful and creative, empowering coloring book. Serious for girls and boys. Real cool. So, okay, I see she says she checked in the link. She's trying to get in, but it's not working right now. Let me see. So sorry about that. If we get a little quiet here for a second. I'm trying to get her in. She's doing her best. Okay, again, sorry guys, I'm trying to talk to her while I'm trying to do the show, so I apologize. Let's see, I'm trying to type in some things. All right, let's tell her to follow directions. So how's your Friday been, everybody? Again, I am trying to do two things at once here, and I'm not very good at it, so excuse me. But again, like I said, Podbean's been very good to us, and we're happy with that, and we're trying to get her in. Again, a great guest. She's got great things she's got going on. She's a publisher. She's a consultant. She does things with children to keep the books and stuff and keep them educated, and it's good to start that at a young age to get the kids educated, positive influences. And not all the kids can play sports. So to have a good alternative to that is a great thing. I hate saying, excuse me. Didn't even realize I did that. Okay, so you can go to her website. One of her URLs is Single Mom in the City. One of her URLs, I Love Me, Colorful and Creative. I Love Me, Colorful and Creative for boys and Colorful and Creative for girls. So she has two specific for each one, boys and girls. So that's pretty neat there. Okay, talk to me about your Fridays. How have your Fridays been, guys? We're trying to close some times. Hopefully she can get in and do what she's got to do here. But like I said before, this computer was real strange. We all had it all set to go. Everything looks good. Then all of a sudden, 10 minutes ago, it shut down. That doesn't that strange. It shut down. That's the reason why I turn everything on like 2 hours beforehand. So hopefully I can get these kinks out before, way before then. Well, this computer cut out 10 minutes before the show. So that's why I'm kind of running behind, a little rattled myself. Our guests can't get in. And again, I don't know if it's the system or what it is. But I apologize for that. So if I'm kind of rambling on, excuse me. So let me just try to go to plan B here, have something to talk about. So my plan B for today is create a detailed guide on producing successful podcasts in 2024, specifically tailored to authors looking for to promote their books. That's, again, we're an author-specific podcast. So we want to talk to them. We're talking at them. That's what we want to do. And again, without these technical problems, that's what we try to do normally. So, you know, computers and stuff is great. The internet is great until everything fails you 5-6 minutes before the show and it runs into the show. So, again, I apologize there. Let me see what kind of tips we can give you today. So you want to do a podcast. Authors, you're out there. You're trying to promote your books. You're trying to do some great things. What do you do? Now, how do you sell more books? Okay. So 2024, podcast continues to be a powerful tool for authors looking to promote their books and connect their readers on a deeper level. Here's a comprehensive guide on producing a successful podcast specifically tailored to authors. Again, that's what we do. We want them to come on this show. We want to have a nice conversation, promote their books two or three times, promote where you can get their books after the show, follow the author, you know, maybe pick up some people say, oh yeah, I love that author. Okay. That's our goal. That's what we want. Okay. It's not about Hollis and his team. It's about us putting a platform together for our guests have a great experience and then get more people to go get their books. That's what we want. Okay. So step one, we got to define our podcast purpose and target audience. Like I said, we are a author specific guest comes on guest, guests doing what they got to do to promote their books. Okay. So that's what we do. She tried it again. Let me just try to click back to what she's got. All right. Show is live. Well, again, there she goes. That's there. There we go. Okay. So, Miss Smith, I see. There you are. Hello, Miss Taika Smith. How are you? Hello? Miss Smith? Hello, hello, you're there. Hello, ma'am, are you there? Hello? Hello, hello. I think she's there, but she's not hearing me. Miss Smith, are you there? Hello? Sorry, guys, if y'all are listening, I'm saying hello a lot. I'm just going to go, yes, on. She's connected. Miss Smith, do you hear me? Miss Smith, I can hear you. I can hear you. Hello? Hello? Miss Smith, are you there? You're on the line. I can hear you hitting your mic phone, but I don't see anything. So say something. Say hello. Hello, ma'am. Are you there? All right. A special guest. I'm not sure. Again, I'm not sure what she's missing. So that I can see she's on. We're talking about her. Okay. So we're thrilled to have you. Let's jump right into what's inspired her to write this lovely book series. Takika? Hello, Miss Smith? Are you there? Like I said, now the technology, I don't know if it's on Podbean's side or her side, but she's on the line. She's connected, but she's not saying anything. I don't hear her. So again, I'm not sure. Okay. Stay where you are. Now, she says, as a mother and an advocate for children empowerment, she wanted to create a tool that would not only entertain children, but also inspire them to love and appreciate them. That's what her books talk about. Believes that self-love and self-acceptance are vital for children, mental health, and overall well-being. Right? You agree with that? Right? Ms. Smith, I can hear you. So that's what she says when I asked the question. That's what her comments were, okay? The second comment was, can you tell us a bit about the target audience for your coloring books series? Who's the audience? What age group is the kids? The coloring books are designed for girls and boys between the ages of 5 and 10. But really, anyone can enjoy them. The messages and illustrations are universal and can resonate with people of all ages. You get the book for your kids. You can sit down after dinner or talk to us or coloring as a family. We need more of that family unit. I know, like I said before, it's real hard this day and age to do that because of the smartphones, because of the video games, and because of all that kind of stuff. So you're really fighting real hard. Ms. Smith, I can hear you. Hello, hello. Ms. Smith, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, there you go. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you.
All right. Yeah, I've been seeing you in the queue, but you weren't saying anything, so I'm not sure. Yeah, we've had tech problems. Yeah. We've had tech problems.
Were you able to hear me? I thought I was going to have to join something once I came on or something.
No, you're fine. You've been connected for 4 or 5 minutes. Yeah, I could hear you doing things, but you weren't talking. That's okay.
Oh, okay. You know, and my volume was down on my phone too. That's why I'm like, so
that's
yeah.
Right. I was saying this Smith for like 5 minutes, so I apologize. What I've been doing though is kind to talking for you, your wonderful book series and stuff like that. But before I say more, I want you to introduce yourself and tell us more about yourself and your new book. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Tell us more about yourself.
My name is Taki.
Can you hear me? There you go.
Okay. Yes, can you hear me? Hi, my name is Takia, and I am an author, and I have recently published 2 coloring books. Mm-hmm. I Love Me, Colorful and Creative, one for girls and one for boys. They are empowering coloring books for young children.
Beautiful. What inspired you to do the books? I know your mother yourself. Was that the main reason you saw, hey, we need more for the kids? What really got you saying, okay, I got to do this? What made you do that?
Absolutely. Yes, it was definitely, it was for my daughter. It was an inspiration and an idea that just kind of came to me. And so I decided to create a book. And so the book, the girls' book is the first one that was created. And it's basically a series of imageries that are inspired by the things that she has done through her life, as well as some things she aspires to do.
Was it important for you to do a girl's book and a boy's book? Why did you do it separate, or why couldn't you just do a children's book? There must be a specific reason why girl's book, boy's book.
Yes, absolutely. I believe girls and boys are very different. And since I was creating the girl's book kind of in the image of my daughter, and I just have a daughter, I don't have a son. So it was nothing other than for that reason. And the next natural thing, especially because I had people asking me, you know, is there a boy's book? Of course, for people who had sons, it was just the next natural thing to create its counterpart, which was the boy's book.
Perfect. 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 Okay. As a mother, an advocate for children empowerment, you wanted to create a tool that would not only entertain children, but also inspire them to love and appreciate themselves. What do you mean by that?
Right. So self-love is the best love, and it creates high self-esteem and leadership qualities in kids and creates leaders versus followers. And so I think when you have a strong sense of self at a young age, it aids in your growth into teenager and then into adulthood. And I believe if we instill those things at an early age, it just makes for a much easier time in growth and development.
You know, Takia, you hit a such an important topic. Believe in yourself, not be a follower, be a leader. That's so important. And it's so important to try to teach him young, because again, I was concerned with my son. He, you know, is a great kid, great heart, but I think he's more of a follower. And that always made me nervous. He's doing better now. So okay. How important is it to teach, and how do we do things to teach our kids to be leaders and not just be followers? Because, you know, being a follower, that peer pressure can get your children to doing drugs, doing parties, staying out too late, all kinds of crazy things. What's your thoughts with that, and how can we start young to keep on saying, hey, kids, don't be afraid to be a leader?
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, and following definitely has its place, right? We've all followed at some point. It's just making sure you're following the right person or right people, and not just following blindly. So I think the more a kid knows about being an African American woman, knowing about history helps instill that sense of identity, starting there, but also encouraging your kids, like when they're young, before they kind of go off into the school, encouraging them, whether you're like playing, tossing the ball with them, encouraging them in a healthy and positive way. And of course, even with the correction, because obviously children need correction, correcting them in a way that's not like demeaning or making them feel bad. One thing I always instilled in my daughter as well is like, mistakes are great, right? I didn't get mad at her for making mistakes, whether it was in, you know, whether she spilled something, whether she did something, even that was just, you know, that was not, I guess, correct. Just letting her know that mistakes are okay. If you make a mistake, the good thing about it is that you get to learn from that. And we all make mistakes, even mom, even dads, even teachers. No one is perfect. And also, like, you are amazing. You're amazing being the individual that you are, just like you are. And as long as you're happy with yourself, what anybody else thinks or feels, it really doesn't matter, because they're not in your shoes. So those are some of the things. Oh, and then also just, you know, allowing children to articulate like their feelings as well, and helping them work through them, even if it is like the peer pressure kind of situation in school. Like, oh, I did what, you know, this kid did, and it might have been the wrong thing. And it's like, you know, helping them talk through their feelings and emotion and why, and not getting mad at them for messing up at life. You know, they're new at life.
You know, it's, you're a book person, and I am a book person in a sense where I get authors on all the time. Mm-hmm. How are you competing and making it work to have your daughter do the book thing and put the cell phone down, put the, you know, the video games down, put this, you know, stuff like that. How are you dealing with that? Because it's so hard now. You know, we want them to, you know, maybe after dinner, you sit down and color a book and talk. And, you know, I know my son, boy, I can't sit at the dinner table within 5 minutes to get his phone out. Say, put that phone away. You know, how are you doing that? Go ahead.
I have to say that the pandemic kind of derailed me a little bit. Because it's like we kind of had to, the kids weren't able to play with their friends. So we kind of had to allow them to be able to have their devices to be able to be social. And so I think a higher addiction was caused by that. But there's that. But the things that I have done, like cell phones at the dinner table, has always been a no-no. That's, you know, I definitely draw the line at that. We don't have phones at the table. I don't have my phone at the table. You know, it's like any friends can wait, friends, business, whatever. I let her know, like, they can wait for us to have a meal. There's nothing that important that I need to check my phone in that, you know, 20, 30 minutes of dinner. So that's just kind of always been a rule. Another one has been in the car. No cell phones in the car. Well, I mean, they're in the car, but you cannot use your cell phone in the car. And that goes for me too. And how that rule kind of came about is when, at a young age, but long before she had a cell phone, like maybe like 5, 6 years old, we would be riding in the car and I would often be on my phone, social talking in many many times. And then she had pointed out, you know, a couple times, like, oh, mom, can you get off the phone? Can you talk to me? Ooh. Several times. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I just told her, I'm like, you know what? So I'm like, from now, and she, you know, kind of felt unseen when I was doing that. And it was like a plea, like, oh, like you're ignoring me. And so I was like, okay, I'll tell you what, from now on, I will not take, I would say 95% of the calls. I'm like, if it's important, like if it's something work related, like, yes, I'll have to take it, but that'll more than likely be brief. So from now on, I'm not going to answer my phone about 95% of the time, but I had to let her know and be realistic. There will be a small time, you know, there's business, there's work. So, you know, we can't, you know, there'll be a small percentage of time we'll have to take the calls. And so since then, like that's just been a rule. That's been a thing whenever she's in the car. Cause if we think about it, if we had a friend in the car, we're not going to be on our phones. So, you know, why we shouldn't do that to our kids. So that's been a rule. And now that she's a teenager, that's just kind of stayed a rule, like no phones, no texting. It's like, that's the time for, I'm not your chauffeur. So you don't get to just sit back. I can't be on my phone. So you don't get to just sit back and be on the phone texting. So, yeah. So those are, I would say, two things, that has helped. The pandemic is definitely, my daughter's cell phone usage or cell phone or electronic usage, my electronic usage is even up as a result of those times where, yeah, we were using.
Tools, yeah. So. Makes sense. Okay. And also with all that, with the competing with the cell phones and all that digital stuff, we got to worry about and think about children's mental health and overall well-being. The mental health thing now, I mean, it's coming to the forefront. People aren't so shy about talking about it. They don't keep it in the house. In your opinion, how do you think mental health with children, is it getting better? Is it staying the same? Is there a brighter future with the mental health of the kids? I know here in Tempe, we have young people committing suicide. There's stuff online, the bullying and stuff like that. What's your thoughts on mental health, and are we improving or are we getting better?
Oh, well, I do think it's probably worse because you have the social media. You have the comparison is a thief of joy, right? But and us as adults, we might understand that a lot more, and like, you know, we might not compare as much, but kids, they're so impressionable. Like, you know, they're innocent. They don't realize that a lot of things online are not real. That might be only a small percentage of the people might be a certain way or look a certain way. So yeah, kids have it much harder because they're comparing themselves, like, oh, this person has this and that. These clothing, these shoes, oh, they look this way. I don't look like that. My hair is not like that. So, yeah, and bullying online. I forgot about that. Like, that's a whole nother thing, too, that's happening amongst the kids. So, which is why I think that more now, more than ever, it's so important for us as parents to instill the confidence into our kids even more now than ever, because I wasn't dealing with social media growing up. So that wasn't a thing. And I can't even imagine. And yes, I agree that mental health has gone down. I mean, they say that like getting likes on pictures releases a certain level of dopamine within the brain to young kids. So imagine, like, if they're not getting the likes, it's like they might, you know, not feel as good. And so, yeah, the mental health has definitely rose.
Yeah, that's horrible. Okay, before we continue, ma'am, please tell us where we go after the show to learn more about you and your wonderful books, to get your books. Where are you listing your books at?
Yeah, so I am located on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and I also have a website. It's Takia Smith author.com, and on the website, of course, you can learn a little bit more about me as well.
That's outstanding. Excuse me, I had a drink there. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Okay, so can you tell us a bit about more of the target audience for your coloring books? Is it a family thing? Is there a certain age group kids? Do we do it as a family? How do you want the audience to approach this, and what age group you want to get your books?
Yes, I would. My target, the target audience, I would say three to 12 years old. And I would say it absolutely is something that you can do as a family. I put words of affirmation as well as words of empowerment within there. And I don't dumb down the language for any certain age. So, of course, for a 3-year-old, they might not know what DNA is or a descendant is. So it does spark the ability to have conversations around it. So yes, certainly kids can color on their own, but the idea behind the book is that kids will have questions. I want them to have questions for their parents, like, oh, what is A2 plus B2 equals C2? Like, you know, I want them to have questions. I put certain, you know, many different things in the book to invoke questions. But certainly a kid can color on their own, though.
And you got illustrations in your book. Is that something you've done? Do you have someone to help you this? Now we're going to go behind the scenes now, put that book together. The illustrations are gorgeous. I mean, your book cover, you can talk about that. And plus the illustrations inside. Did you do that yourself?
I did outsource the illustrations. However, they were 100% my creative idea. Yeah. So I did some of the imagery I did take from my daughter, some of her pictures, some I got some from online, some of the body poses, and I might have mixed, like, you know, one body pose with a different head, maybe a different hair texture. So it was kind of like literally like a puzzle piece in terms of like all of the different like things I use to create like one page, for example. Yeah.
Beautiful. I want you to paint a picture for the listeners of your cover. I love the girl. As soon as you talk more about the girl, say, so the girl cover, kind of paint that picture. Let them get the visual of that wonderful cover of your coloring book for the girls.
Thank you. Well, because of the title, the I Love Me, I decided to put a heart in the center, and half of that heart is just the lines, and the other heart is our stars, because I believe, you know, the imagery, the subconscious mind, it all is intertwined. So I would love for a girl to see herself as a star. And then in terms of the other images, you know, my daughter likes tennis. I like tennis. So I used a girl throwing up a tennis ball. So the sporty aspect, a girl swimming, and then also a girl playing drums, the musical aspect, to let the kids know that they can be multifaceted. They can try different things, or they can follow one passion, whatever that is. A crown, I have a computer for us, an equation for the mathematics side or the engineering side, science, and then lipstick if they want to be more girly. So yeah, just a puppies, kittens. So just a multitude of things just created on the page. I wanted them to be able to have multiple things to color on one page. And this page is also colorable within the book also.
Beautiful. Takiya, I know you want to promote self-love, confidence, diversity, creativity through the coloring pages and affirmation included in your books. What else do you feel is important? How do you want, you know, you do your book, you finish it up, how would you want the child to feel after they're done doing their books? You know, the parents sitting there talking with them and doing some certain things. What do you want the feeling like? I mean, you know, certain things, I talk with you, I get all motivated, I get excited. Is that the feeling you're thriving for the family, for the children?
Absolutely. Yes. I want them to feel happy and excited and creative. And I want them to feel like, wow, I can do whatever I want to do. I can dream, and whatever that means, I can conquer the world confidently. Yes.
There are colors that come with the coloring book. Little fun things. Or we had to go out and buy our own coloring colors too.
Yeah.
There are colors out there that we have the crayons. That's what the word is.
Oh, yeah. Crayons, markers, color pencils.
Yeah. What is the most popular crayon used?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think in terms of brand recognition, I mean, the color that I use that I think is most popular probably is Crayola.
Oh, okay. There you go. See, my brand color is black and red. So you probably see me doing black and red all the time. Black and red. Yeah.
Oh, you mean, oh, the colors. Oh, I see. In terms of color. I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, if I was just to make an assumption. I feel like it depends on the parents and what type of parents you have. Like, you know, it could be like pink if it's a girl. Maybe my daughter didn't like pink growing up, but then I think I influenced her and now she does. But growing up, she didn't want anything to do with it. So
that was a silly question, but thank you for jumping on it. I appreciate that. Yeah. But yeah, my brand color is black and red. That's the most everything you see with me is black and red. Yeah. Okay. All right. So before we get to the final comment, please tell us again, where do we go to learn more about you and get your wonderful books? And tell us about your other books that you have out there too.
So I have one other. It's Single Mom in the City, How to Create Time, Money, and a Rich Life. All three of those books can be found on either my website, Takia Smith Author, on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, or anywhere that books are sold, you can request to have it ordered if you want to support your local bookstore also.
Outstanding. Ms. Takia, what would you like to say to us in closing? What would you like the listeners to know about the future? Are you doing more stuff in the future? You're writing more books. You can try to get something on TV. Just in closing, give us a little closing statement.
I would like to create a coloring book for adults.
Yeah.
I think that's the natural next step. I've had adults tell me that they, whether it's in like a review, whether it's in person, that they, you know, bought the book for themselves to color. So I would love to create a coloring book that adults could love and enjoy. And, you know, coloring books, it's a stress reliever. So it's good for all.
We all need that. Thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you so much for being persistent to get on the show. We love that. I'm going to do some editing, make sure I can tighten this up good. We're going to put the content out there for you. We also going to put this on our Roku channel. We'll put this on TV for you too to get you more exposure. We want to move these books because it is a great stress reliever. Okay. Thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll follow you and we'll see you soon. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. You too. You do the same. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
All right, gang. What a great, great show that was. And again, I'm not sure if it was the Podbean app, stuff like that, I was messing her up, stuff like that. But I know we still have some issues on my side here too. So apologies for that. Going to have to do some editing after the show to get this tightened up some. But it's a great content there for you. Follow her up. And like she said, these coloring books and these things now, these days, great stress relievers. You know, to sit down instead of just watching TV. Ah, this color and just kind of relax, you know, just let all your worries go for the day. You know, do some nice coloring and just have a nice, nice time. You know, what are you going to do on a Saturday morning? To me, I have a routine of watching stuff on TV, the History Channel, stuff like that. Hey, maybe I'll start doing the coloring. You know, it's time to let the week go by and think about things for next week and just having a nice time. We need more of this. You know, we got too many things crazy going on in our world. These wars and people fighting, this insane. We need some kind of way to relax. We need some kind of sit there and self-love. We need to be more leaders. We need to do a lot more stuff to calm things down because some of the stuff's going on right now is just too insane. Hey guys, thank you for joining us today on the Hollis Chapman Show. Again, sorry about some of the glitches, but we got some great content from Ms. Smith and her wonderful books. Make sure you follow and buy her books. We'll be back here Tuesday with a special guest promoting her book. Okay. So thank you for joining us today. Let me see if we got any music to play. Yeah, something's still wrong. Okay. No music. Thank you very much. And as always, I'll see you next time.